With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Well, you know how I believe the race of 2020 comes through Pennsylvania, but really it comes through our suburbs. You know, I know people have visions of grandeur, and I think Trump is in the hinterlands hotter than ever, without a doubt. But the fight is in these four counties here, and whatever the Republican Party can do in Philadelphia, without a doubt. And Democrats, I was alerted, are onto this, and they are pushing hard in places like Montgomery County in these local elections coming up just, three weeks away from tomorrow, to start the groundwork to get the levers of control in every place they can so that when we come to 2020, these things all add up as far as the vote. And as far as regulations and how the vote works, that whole thing, that's what it's about. We are sitting, don't anybody kid you, right in the center of the political universe. And the difference between Trump in four more years versus, say, Elizabeth Warren is monumental. All right, so joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program is Liz Priade-Havey. Liz is the recently minted head of the Republican Party out there in Montgomery County. Liz, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dom. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, somewhat because I want Talk Radio 1210 to decide the next election, but somewhat accurately, these suburbs, particularly where you are a center point. And you told me that Democrats have already set up all these offices in this election cycle to win these elections at the local grassroots level and then piggyback that to the 2020 campaign.
Yes, that's exactly right. The Democratic National Committee, along with the Montgomery County Democrat Committee, they're galvanized because they hate Trump so much that they have been opening 10 field offices throughout Montgomery County. It's ground zero for the Democrats in Pennsylvania. They're busing in volunteers and asking for people to house their staffers from out of state. And that's for this coming November. It's not for a year from now. They're doing it now, trying to affect these local elections. Dom, we have township races across the county. So township supervisors, auditors, school boards. And these local candidates on our Republican ticket, they are working so hard to turn out the vote. If they lose, like the Democrats want them to, we will have fewer people out there working next year in the presidential race. That's the goal. And as you know, in the suburbs, in any one of these suburbs right now, it is so difficult to put yourself out there as a Republican candidate. And these people, they're getting attacked from all sides. They're getting attacked. The Democrats are calling them racist, misogynist, which, by the way, you know, they're trying to nationalize these local races, which have nothing to do with the national picture. But our people are fighting hard. They're pushing back. We are having days of action every weekend. According to the Trump campaign, we're also working with their app. Montgomery County had the most doors knocked out of all of the counties in the southeast this weekend, and we expect to have the same next week. So I'm really proud to say that our candidates are working hard, but we are up against it here in Montgomery County. Well, so everybody, we need them to come out this November 5th, right? You can't wipe out the army of workers.
No, that's right. It is an infrastructure thing at the commissioner level and some of these others, and it's a morale thing. You're right. If people just say, oh, Montgomery County, suddenly it's always going to be Democrat. That's what people used. Democrats didn't think that way, Liz. This was the most Republican county, affluent, wealthy, Republican, good business instincts until things went off the rails. So you can't just throw away the suburbs. And I caution people all the time. Now, you're in touch statewide. Trump is never hotter in a lot of these places that I haven't been and maybe you haven't been, but there's not necessarily enough folks there to overcome Philadelphia and these four suburbs if things don't go better.
Right. And listen, the president doesn't think that he needs to win Montgomery County, right? He needs to come out of there without more than he lost last time. And that's really what we need to do is make sure we're registering our voters, which we've registered 100 in the last few months, and make sure that we drive up our turnout. And what the Democrats are doing is, again, trying to wipe out these local township commissioners so we don't have people who are energized for next year. People will feel upset and not feel like working hard. So that's why we're pushing so hard. We actually, for the first time, the Montgomery County Republican Committee is providing significant assistance to these local races at the township level. We hired a consultant, and we've raised over $125,000 to help fund their efforts. And that's why we're organizing these days of action. And if anybody wants to help in their township, go to MontgomeryCountyGOP.com, and we'd love to have their assistance.
Absolutely.
We'd also...
Go ahead.
You know, we also have county, Don, we also have some county races. We have a great slate from top to bottom. Our ballot starts at the top with the Court of Common Pleas. We've got Matt Hovey and Bob Zygmunt. We've got two votes for county commissioner. We've got Joe Gale, our incumbent county commissioner, and Fred Connor, who's a former Marine in the Gulf War, the head of the township commissioners in Whitpain. They're running for two seats, trying to beat out our far-left Democrat opponents. And then we've got a great fiscal watchdog team. Tim Mahon's running for treasurer, Stan Casaccio, your friend, for controller. These two guys, they need to be elected because they are very much on top of the pay-to-play politics that have entered Montgomery County once the Democrats took every row office. These two have been digging down and talking about it in communities all over the county.
Absolutely. Liz, let's talk about some of the broad issues, at least the way the media pins this, too. First, impeachment. Where I go and the rest of it, and my gut tells me, even in Montgomery County, with some of the other than the real hardcore Democrat base, that's not the issue on their mind as they look toward 2020, is it?
I agree with you. We aren't seeing any significant change at all, actually. We're not receiving, you know, lots of calls saying he should be impeached or anything like that. People, I think the Republicans that support the president, you know, see through this. The Democrats who hate him are going to keep screaming about it. And a lot of people have just shut it down. They're sick and tired of all the screaming and yelling. They don't really understand it. I mean, what I hear people saying is, I don't understand what the difference is between what Trump did on that phone call and what Biden did when he was vice president and what those three Democratic senators did when they, you know, wrote to the Ukrainian attorney general and said, you have to investigate the president. People don't understand the nuances of it. And they know that the Democratic House is going to just impeach him because that's what they were always intending to do. So I've not heard a big pushback, honestly. You know, and one of the things we're doing is a lot of people want to know what's going on. So we asked Corey Lewandowski, who I know has been on your show. He's fresh off his historic testimony before Congress. He's talking to the president a lot, and he's coming to help get out our vote. He's going to be here on Wednesday, October 30th. We're having our fall dinner at Presidential Caterers on the 30th. So come meet Corey Lewandowski and hear what's really going on.
Absolutely. All right, Liz, before we give that website one more time, let's enlist you now. Don't choke on this. This is a mighty challenge here. Dom's Halloween Candy Clash. Let's see. Let's take M&M's, peanut or regular, versus Smarties.
Oh, that's easy for me. Peanut M&M's all the way.
All right. Good job. That's the chalk here. And where do people go for all this information, Liz, about what's going on in Montgomery County?
They go to MontgomeryCountyGOP.com.
Very good, Liz.
Montgomery County GOP.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.